We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The score! Late umpire Mike Malinsky, the 9-year veteran, a native from Seattle. 9 years ago, worked a perfect game for Matt Cain. So far tonight, two perfect games.
Thank yous to our guests and our staff today. Zach Zaidman and Crane Kenny joined the show. The Twitch stream and the video feed was run by Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertsch. Our producers, Jay Zawoski, Jordan Malley. Time now for Transition, brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Did you have as lovely a weekend, as sociable a weekend as the rest of us did?
Yeah, I did, actually. It turned out really wonderfully. It ended with me in the batting cage yesterday.
There you go.
Oh,
when got
nice.
got some work
got
in.
Got some swings in?
Yeah. It was cool. Like, it's so weird, like, when you go to cages and you see little kids and you see how parents are pushing little kids. And there's this kid, like he did not need to be in a batting cage. He needed someone to be soft tossing to him. And you could just tell, it's like he was overwhelmed. And so the ball's coming at him. They put him in the slow cage, which I also, the slow softball cage, which I also think was a mistake in sports parenting. Ugh. So he's not going to see pitches like that in his little league. It just made me feel bad.
Which cage?
He was in, we were at Stella's out in Lyons. So he's in that cage and you're seeing this arc. And I'm like, that's not, he's not. And the ball's gigantic. So the little teeny tiny bat that he has, when he does make contact, like it's not really happening for him. Mm-mm. I felt bad. I was like, that's it. Take your kid out to the backyard.
Flips.
Yes.
T-work and
yes.
Flips. Otherwise, all he's going to do is learn horrible habits.
I felt really bad. And he tried really hard. I was impressed with his gumption. Had a lot of gumption. And I do like that. I like a kid with gumption.
And moxie.
Well, who developed the moxie? Yeah, bootstrap yourself, America.
TWTW.
That's right.
Aunt to.
And NCAA.
is there an N in aunt to?
O-N-T-T-O. Yeah. It's,
okay.
I mean, it's short for want to.
Right. Ought to and want to.
Aunt to. Yeah. There are some words that I can't spell because they're not really words.
So, update. We thought, we know, I told you about the robin's nest above the front door.
Yeah.
4 days, no robin. Disappeared, right? So, we're going through all the anxiety about it. And so, Beth says, you know, just, she's gone. She got eaten by a hawk. Something happened. So.
Why the sad place?
Because 4 days is a long time. She built the nest in a hurry and got married
was
in a fever.
Was she evicted? What's happening?
Well, no.
Here?
So Beth's like, you know what? Get rid of the nest. It's enough. We can paint our stairs or the whole thing. So I put it on my list as a to do on Sunday to take the nest down, throw it away. And I was procrastinating. I got busy. I had to take Jason to umpire. And I come home like, oh, yeah, the nest. I got to take that down. And she's back sitting in the nest.
She's alive.
After 4 days. So, first of all, I go through this like, replacement anxiety of, oh my God, what if I had taken that nest down and thrown it out and she had come back and there's no nest and then what? And it just felt horrible. So she's there and I take a picture and I send it to Beth. Say, oh my God, where'd she go? But we had never, this is our third or fourth nest now. We've never had a mom disappear for 4 days and then come back. Like, no trace for 4 days.
Hey, man, she had stuff to do. Had to go out of town, take care of some business.
Where did she go?
This mom, Robin, is a beast. She knows how to build a nest quickly despite being really pregnant.
Where did she go for 4 days?
She just left for a few days.
She's James Jordan?
Oh. Wow. Is that what we're doing?
I'm just like, why did you report him missing? Well, you know, he goes away. Sometimes and then he comes back.
Some people go away.
He goes away and he comes back.
Maybe the Robin just needed a little postpartum vacay, you know?
Right? Postpartum, because she hasn't laid the eggs
yet. I don't know.
Oh, I thought she laid the eggs.
No, we didn't know. I didn't want to check. Because I'm thinking, how heartsick would you be if you went up to toss the nest and there's eggs in there and she got eaten by a hawk? I didn't even want to confront that. And I was getting ready, like, I was thinking about lying to Beth and the kids if there were eggs in there. And I had gone through mentally, like, I'm going to throw it out. There's going to be a clutch of eggs in there. And I'm going to tell Beth and the kids that there weren't any just to save them that feeling. I went through all these gymnastics in my head.
If there were eggs, wouldn't Beth have been like, you could have done it the other way. You could have kept the nest by saying that there are eggs in there.
But you can't. Not if mom's gone. Nobody's there to incubate the eggs.
But when she came back.
But no. When she came back, it's that was the happy ending of everything, is that she was back. I was thinking of going through the process of getting rid of the nest and realizing there are eggs in there. She's not coming back. She got eaten by a hawk. You know, whatever.
So there are no eggs in the nest.
I don't know. I think there are. I don't know if there are or not, but the fact that she's back and sitting in there leads me to believe that there are.
Does one of the eggs have a point guard?
That's all we're hoping for now that Coby White wrecked his shoulder.
That was a Friday.
Yeah. That didn't feel great, especially considering how well he played at the end of the season. That gave me more life at the end of the bull season than I think anything else. Because you're sitting there going, you have to figure out whether or not he can play point. Now, whether he's your starting point guard, I don't think that he is. But you do have to figure out, can he be the secondary point guard as you go and search for a point guard in the offseason? And I thought that the time that he played with Vooch without Zach,
right,
I thought was some of the most valuable ball that Coby White has played. And even when they reinserted Zach, he looked comfortable again, which was very enjoyable as a viewer.
I don't know that I saw enough games of he and Zach on the floor together.
It ended up being five, six maybe by the time he came back. But he didn't look, the thing was that he didn't look lost. Like, there were times throughout the season before Zach had COVID where you would see Coby White out there with them just kind of like, what am I supposed to do in some of these in-game situations when I'm on the floor, but I'm not the primary guy. I'm probably the tertiary dude. And it felt like he had a better command. The two-man game with him and Vooch, I thought, was stellar.
Morning Show had a trade possibility in the pick six that involved Patrick Williams, Thad Young, Sato, and somebody else.
Thad Young's a free agent.
Right, but no, there's some sort of protection on him. Like, you can extend Thad Young another year.
What are they getting back?
For Dame Lillard.
Don't tell me that.
This sounds like...
Don't give me hope, as Hawkeye would say. Don't give me hope.
I know, because then I was thinking about what the Thad Young provision is and how that works out. But there's something... There's a factor in there where you can have Thad Young in the salary cap and without it, and they've already done the math on it. I remember the numbers, kind of. But I don't think that's enough for Dame. I don't think it can happen.
Does Dame have...
That's half the team for Dame, but I still don't...
I do it.
You do it, but they fired Terry Stotts for a reason in Portland.
Does he have any protection of, like, he can say no to anything in that max deal that he put together?
That's the question. I'm sure he probably does.
What do you do if you're a player like that? If you're a player that...
Glass ceiling?
Yeah, like, you kind of know that your franchise isn't either capable or willing to give you what you need to help. And as much as I like McCollum, like, I like those two as a backcourt, they have some pieces. You just know that it probably flames out about the Western Conference semifinals. That every year, Dame's going to give us something in the first two rounds, and we're going to be like, damn, that dude is amazing. And then at the end of it, he's going to end up losing a series 4-1 or 4-0, and then they're away. What do you do if you're that type of player in a place where they aren't built. Like, if part of your thing, part of Dame's allure, it's a little bit like Derrick Rose, where it's like, I'm here. People need to come play with me. I'm not going anywhere to try and chase a ring. At some point, though, don't you have to look around and go, I've made a horrible mistake?
Ask Luka. Ask Luka Doncic.
The Mavericks have had a title in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but he's got to be, he doesn't, that doesn't affect him. He has to be thinking about his surrounding cast.
The better concern is Porzingis.
There. He's not good at basketball.
I was so excited when they made that trade too, man. I was so excited.
Well, the thing is,
the answer to your question is you figure a way to form a super team. You figure out a way, and I don't know how much is left on his deal or where his opt-outs are, but you get together with some free agents and some agents, and you find a landing spot, and you do what has been done.
Dame is the super team with two other, what, one all-star and one all-star-ish? That is a super team.
I it should be. Like
two all-stars and Zach LaVine, Vooch, and Dame?
I'm here for anything that has Dame playing for the Bulls. Anything.
But yeah, I make that trade because you've accelerated things by the Vucevic deal because he's 30. You change the timetable. And if you're going to be more win now, if Patrick Williams is going to succeed elsewhere, okay, I like him a lot. I think he's really good. And if he becomes baby Kawhi, that's all right because you can make a run at something if you add Lillard.
Then in essence, that's three first-rounders you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Because of Patrick Williams.
Yep.
It was fun pricey to see Kawhi turn back into Kawhi again. Because he's kind of been drifting throughout the season. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm Kawhi Leonard. Watch this.
Oh, he was Kawhi in game 7.
I mean, yeah, but throughout the season, he wasn't. He was just kind of like, let's get to the playoffs. And then they got to the playoffs. Then he turned back into Kawhi again.
Also, death, taxes, and playoff Rondo.
Playoff Rondo.
Playoff Rondo. Like, if there is one truth, it is playoff Rondo will survive a round.
That's what he does. He gets it together, and the level of focus and play for him is tremendous. I am going to spend the day today writing a love letter to baseball in Chicago. Well,
if you can't do it now, I don't know when you can.
Good God almighty.
When's the last time that both teams were in first place and each swept their respective weekend series?
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened?
I don't know when the last time is. All I know is that I saw some dazzling pitch sequencing from the two closers. And if Kimbrel has his curveball going, you have no chance.
That None. Is the best part about the ESPN broadcast is that drop-down graphic on the left side of the score bug, where they will give you the pitch sequencing.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just found myself going, well, this would be a subject for later on, but I do wonder when we'll get to the point where national broadcasters will get back into the arenas and the fields again.
Grab a Chicago-style dog or a slice of deep-dish pizza.
Or both.
Or neither.
Or
neither. Just throw some popcorn in there while we're at it, too. Let's just do all of that. Some Frango mints. Let's just do the whole thing.
Mild sauce.
If I would give them credit if they actually said, grab some Harold's and get it mild. You know, get four wings with mild. Like, I would give them credit for that. That would be a deep cut. They're not doing deep cuts.
Put on some house music and grab your Harold's four piece.
Yes, I would give them mad props if that's what they decided
My
to do.
My eyebrows just raised. Also, Texter with the text of the day. 309, the Robin was in Vegas with Carmen Electra.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Why not?
Yeah, it's just...
I like to keep that vibe going.
Keep that vibe. I like that vibe. So I'm going to do that. I want to talk about the dominance of Lance Lynn. There's one statistic that just kind of spells out how good he's been. So we're going to talk about that. There's Zach Davies stuff that we need to get to because since April, he has been magnificent. The Cubs are really good. Evan Altman. I texted Evan Altman from Cubs Insider last night and I go, yeah, I tend to put you on when things are bad. would you like to come on since things are good?
Yeah, let him front run a little bit.
And he's like, yes, I would very much like to do that. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the White Sox. And I think a very important week for the White Sox, because we'll get an idea. Because I want to say they're, Herbie, what are they, a game above 500 against 500 teams? I think that's right. I think they're 17 and 16 against teams who are above 500. And now, good luck, because you've got two of the better teams in the American League that you've got to deal with over the next week.
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to get into that. You two go enjoy what is a low humidity, wonderful day in the city.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, get after it. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Together, they are Bernstein and Rahimi. You can check out their show 9 a.m. until noon on this very airwaves.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.